Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him hunt, the wild fowl guy. They call him Rodis. The wild fowl, they call him Rodis. They call him the wild fowl, they call him the punt. Welcome to Rodis Live. I'm your host, Rodis. And this show is about hip hop, urban culture, and entrepreneurship. Shows drop every Friday at midnight like clockwork. Nothing speaks hip-hop and urban culture like kicks. Gym shoes, y'all. So today, I'm sitting down with the shoe plug, Scrunch. Now, I've known Scrunch over 30 years, and it ain't a shoe that he ain't delivered on since he been in the kick business, since we been kicking it. So when it comes to exclusivity, Scrunch is the man, y'all. I'm sitting down with the shoe plug today, y'all. Let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Wild Hunters, that's what's poppin'. Down the Hill Posse, that's what's poppin'. Scrunch, that's what's poppin'. The Celtics, that's what's poppin'. Basketball, that's what's poppin'. Julian, that's what's poppin'. Exclusive Kicks, that's what's poppin'. Daz Effects, that's what's poppin'. Indian Trails, that's what's poppin'. Hustle, that's what's poppin'. This episode of Rodis Live is brought to you by RSS.com. If you've been thinking about starting your own podcast, RSS.com is the way to go. They make it super easy to get your show up and running. I'm talking distribution to all the major platforms, analytics to track your growth, and even options to monetize. That's exactly how I host Rodis Live podcast, and it's been a game changer. When you're telling stories, sharing music, or just want your voice heard, RSS.com gives you the tools to make it happen. So, what are you waiting for? Start your podcast at RSS.com. and join the movement. That's RSS.com, the easiest way to podcast. I will leave my link in the episode description. Thank you. Daz Effects is the Rodis Live was popping artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
I got that open up a pump pump, but I could be fire bold, diddly bum. There I come, so Peter Piper. I'm hyper than Pinocchio's nose, cause I'm a supercalifragilistic tic tac pro. I gave a oopsie, daisy. Now you got the crazy. Crazy with the books, googly goo, where's the gravy? So one, two, buckle my, shoe, yabba doo, hibbity hoo, crack a bruise, a trick or treat. From my feet, hip, I dribbity drop the hit. The books get on your walk, and spark out those sticks and shit.
Shit, rats and double dress, and swiggity smack some wins, kids. The boogity woogity Brooklyn boys about to get a hit stick. My waist bones connected to my hip bones connected to my thigh bones connected to my knee bones connected to my hearty, ha ha ha. The Jibbity Jabba, Georgia Jabba, that's a funny bone. Skip the Ovaltine, I'd rather have my honeycomb. Or preferably the sesame, let's spiggity spark the bread. Some dun 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 dun.
They wanna pet, some love to say. They wanna pet, neighbor be timber so head for the hills. I pick the weeping willow and a daffodil. So back up, rock a while, pulverize my glove. Cause this little pig gets busy and stuff. A read my dirty heavens to birds and honky tonk. I get sweat. I caught a snuffle up against the smoke, the boogaloo split. I got the nooks, the cranny, the nitty gritty, 40 dose of all aboard, cast away. Hey, where's my boogaloo? Ooh, I'm steaming, agony. Why is everybody always picking on me?
They call me putting in pain, and that's my game. They ask me again, and I just tell you the same. Since I'm the vulgar vegetarian, huh? Sick of my free, so no pork sausages, mom. Please, a blitz shoots the freeze. Ridley D shoots his lips. Crazy, crazy, shot the sheriff, yep, and I shot the gift, and that's pretty sneaky, sis. Oh, yo, I got my socks off, my rocks off, my Nancy's go for cocoa. Holly, hobby, try to zombie, try to rob me, silly son. Digging it, dun, 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 dun.
They wanna pay. I'm coming around this bed, so here, fight, old boy. Bitch, boy, bitch, I got the rope, I dope, a slippery choker. Look at me get raw. And I'm the hickory dickory top of the morning, boogaloo, bitch. With the yippity zippity, winning the pool, bad boy, blue. Hey, yo, crazy, you got the dust. What up, I swing that toast? And they can poop, I give a hoot and stop a troop without a spade. Like Roscoe, baby, cocaine. I spiggity sparkers, leave and give a twist like Chubby Checker. I takes my fruit loops with two scoops and make it a double decker. Oh, Vince, the baby, come to Papa Duke, a babaloo. Ooh, a babaloo. Boogity boo, I went from Gucci to Stussy to Figgity Flam. A groupie to Zha Zha to Yibbity Yabba Dabba Hoochie Coochie Tally Ho Hop. I take my stove top instead of a potato. So maybe I shoot him now. Nope, maybe I shoot him later. Yep. I used to have a dog and bingo. What's his name? Oh, so B-I-N-G-O-O. You do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around, hun. So dun 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 dun. They wanna pack.
Come live the
set. They wanna pack.
Come live the set.
They wanna pack.
Come live the set. Snap my neck for some live the set.
They wanna pack.
That was Daz Effects with They Want Effects. That song is available on all streaming platforms. You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you. Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Today, I have a very special guest, Sneakerhead, Celtics fan, Wild Hunted alumni, Julian Spinus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Scrunch. Tell the What's people a little bit about yourself, man.
What's good, Rodis? I've been knowing Rodis since we was knee-high. to Tree B, whatever, however they used to say it. We grew up together in the Wild Hunnets. We went to Julia together. He was close friends with my brother, and we became close friends as well. A little bit about myself. I've been a sneakerhead ever since, since we was in high school. And the person that actually got me wanting sneakers and liking sneakers is yourself. Because what? you had the Jordan 5 Metallics, and you walked around in them boys so they was beat up. You remember that shoe?
Hey, they were so comfortable.
I loved that shoe, and ever since then, I was buying shoes like crazy because I never was able to afford that shoe.
Oh, man. Man.
So I want to say thank you. I want to say you cursed me, but you blessed me because I love sneakers. I love it. I do resale. I help people get shoes that need, that want, that can't get them. So that's like my whole purpose in this right now.
That's what's up. Y'all heard it. If y'all need some unique finds, y'all got to hit up my boy Scrunch. So Scrunch, how did you become a shoe ambassador for Nike?
Well, I wish I was a shoe ambassador for Nike. I wish Nike was paying me to cut me some checks. But I've been buying Nikes, like I said, since high school, since 92. And before then, probably a little bit before, but I didn't get into the Jordan game until about 2001. And I saw it to be, first it was for the love. I love sneakers. I love Jordans. I love gym shoes, as we call them here in the shop, but they changed the name to sneakers. I know you noticed that now.
Right.
So I love shoes. It's like God, family, and sneakers. That's like my motto.
Okay.
So I've been campaigning hard for Jordan and Nike for a long time. Let's just say since 2001.
Okay. So when you get the shoes, how do you go about executing your business? Like,
so what I do is I put a pre-order through on like my Instagram and on my Facebook page.
Right.
What shoe is coming out? What's the date, the release date? And then I have people, because I don't like everybody in my business.
Yeah.
I tell people to hit me up, and then, you know, we'll work out a price. But usually the price is nothing more than like $50, you know, $40 per the shoe, and the cost of the shoe. I also do shipping all over the world. I ship shoes all over the world. And I just ask that, you know, you respectfully let me get the shoe because it's going to get got. And then let me ship it out to you, or we can make plans to meet up. If you're in the shop, we can meet up. If you're somewhere downtown, we can meet up. Anywhere, I can ship it to you. So I have lots of means of getting shoes. I have people that, you know, that look out for me. Early releases as well. So that's kind of what I do.
You heard it right here. If you want that exclusivity, hit up my man Scrunch right here. So Scrunch, how long have you been a Celtics fan?
I've been a Celtics fan since we was coming up. I fell in love with the Celtics hard. Let's say it was, I'm gonna tell you a story, and you probably know this brother too.
Okay.
His name was Kevin Emerson. We went to grammar school together, but he was a huge Celtics fan when we was in grammar school at Gompers.
Okay.
And he would come in and talking about Larry Bird. I'm like, oh man, Larry Bird ain't all that. Larry Bird ain't all that. And then I started looking at the facts, started looking at the stats and everything. Like, Larry was that dude. And Celtics team itself back in 87 was that team.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since 87, I fell in love with the Celtics, and it just grew and grew and grew and got bigger. So people say, you just a follower, you just a fan that's on the bandwagon. Nah, I've been in love with the Celtics just like, you know, Like people love the Bulls and like and love MJ. So
exactly. So let's play this game called Either Or. Alright?
Alright.
LeBron or Larry Bird?
Larry Bird.
Okay. Dos Effects or Capone Noriega?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Because 90 Hip Hop was the best. We know that, right?
Yeah.
We ain't gonna argue that point, right? 90s Hip Hop was the best.
Yeah.
So, Dos Effects only had like one, maybe two good albums, CDs. Capone and Noriega was mostly Noriega. So I'm going to go with Dos Effects.
Okay. One thing that I do like about Dos Effects is they came in a game with a whole unique style. I remember one day, I don't know if you remember this or not, we was at the bus stop going to the J, and it was colder than Christmas. And I was like, man, why Scrunch ain't cold? You was listening to Dos Effects.
Yeah.
And he was repeating
it
word for word.
Yeah, I still can redo it for word too.
Okay. Okay, let me ask you this. Phone posits or pennies?
Pennies. Definitely pennies.
Yeah, I like them pennies. Let me see.
I like pennies too.
Yeah, penny code. Let's talk a little bit about hip hop. Who you got in rotation right now?
Right now, rotation the Clips. My God. Clips go hard. That album is like top tier right now to me.
No skips.
When you could put Tyler the Creator on a song and he spit. And I'm not a Tyler the Creator fan. I don't like dude. I'm not saying I don't hate him, but I just it's something about him. But that verse that he put down in the Clips album went hard.
Hey, that's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
That Baiko, Chandeliers, and all the ones that they did together, like people just not noticing how good Malice is. I was telling people, like, yo, y'all like, and I'm not taking that away from Pusha, like, y'all like Push, but do y'all listen to Malice? Have you listened to Malice?
They don't.
Oh, my God, man. I love that album. So, B is
the best song I've heard this year. It stayed in rotation in the whip.
Yeah, it's good. I heard the new Mobb Deep single, Mobb Deep Against the World.
I heard it last night. I gotta go back and play it again though.
I like that whole run that Mass Appeal doing, like with Slick Rick, Raekwon, Ghostface Killah.
Yeah.
And now Mobb Deep. But I think Clips probably got the best album this year.
Yeah. I got to hear that Mobb, though. I want to hear that whole joint. Man, Especially the production on something. I want to hear it.
Yeah, I miss Prodigy, period.
Man, rest in peace, P.
Yeah, rest in peace, Prodigy. So you got the Clips and the Whip. What else?
I've been trying to hear Ghostface. I've been trying to listen to Ghostface a little bit. I couldn't really get into it yet. And then, because I keep going back to the Clips. I listened to that Raekwon. He got like maybe 4 or 5 joints on there I like.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is in rotation? I just go back. My memory is just like 90s hip hop. That's what I keep going. I'm going to sampling now. That's what I like.
Okay.
Like Primo and them big. So I go back and I dig and I try to find out where he got them samples from.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at Walmart just a minute ago and I'm in there with my wife and my daughter, mm-hmm. and Cold as Ice came on. The old joint from M.O.P., the sample song came up. I can't remember who made the original song, but I've been singing, it's cold as ice all day. So I'm going to go back and play that. But to ask you a question, who else I got in rotation? That's about it. Like them three albums right there I've been trying to get into, but I just can't get past the clips. Like they so underrated. And people just not jumping on that. I've been a Clips fan, but just hearing Malice go hard like he been going and Pusha just, he been Pusha. He always spitting. So, but Malice stepped his game up. He came back after what, 5-6 years? How long has it been?
Yeah, maybe 5 or 6 years. I think he did a little bit, but he did step away from music, so you know.
Right.
But
who you been listening to lately?
I've been listening to Raekwon, Slick Rick, Clips, my boy Hollis Rock, shout out Hollis Rock. And I've been listening to some of my unreleased stuff. I went to go get my oil changed at the Valvoline on Halsted right next to Popeyes, and I was playing it. They was like, yo, what's that? I was like, that's me, you know?
Right.
And then, I gave him a download card. I was like, you know, I got vinyl too. They was like, no, you don't. If you got vinyl, I'll buy it right now. Man, I popped the trunk. Showed like three vinyls. It was like, man, dude.
Yeah.
Do music sound like 90s hip hop, like Common. I'll take that, you know.
For sure.
I'm always making music or something, you know?
Right. You still doing it. That's what's up.
I want to ask you this. When the last time you hooped?
When the last time I hooped? It's been like, my nephews and them, that's when they was younger. Like my daughter, my wife's nephews, like they had a basketball court in their backyard, just a hoop. And that's about the last time. That was years ago. Years. So I really have not been hooping like that.
I ain't hooped in decades, but I have coached. I was coaching at Holy Angels and St. Etherita. And But other than that, yeah. I just been chilling, you know.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So, hey, if it's anything you could leave with the listeners of Riders Live, what would it be?
Let's see. Let me get my thoughts together. So we gotta teach our youth, man. We gotta tell them about the history, not only about sneakers, about culture, about hip hop culture. We gotta start being more spiritual with our youth because it's getting out of control a little bit. It's then got out of control. So we gotta go back to the basics. We gotta do something as the OGs, as they call us, the unks, to try to do something to bring this culture back. To where, you know, we as a people can be better in our lives. You know, we got, you know, my mom scared to go outside and stuff like that. We got, you know, my mother-in-law, they scared to go places and stuff at night. Like these little YNs is ragged out here. So, I mean, I love all our people and I love our culture, but it's just like, what can we do to better ourselves? And, you know, my motto has always been each one teach one. So I try to spread the knowledge. I try to spread good vibes and you know, peace among us. You know, that's what I'm about. But I'm gonna protect what's mine. I'm gonna tell you that much. But we gotta do something. We gotta step our game up some way or another to try to give back and get this culture back to where it need to be. That's my whole thing.
I agree. It all starts at home. So tell people where they could reach you and find you if they want to get up with you to get some kicks.
Okay. I'm on IG, Scrunch1, Scrunch, the number one. I'm on Facebook, LaRon Scrunch Watkins. You can just type in Scrunch and my name will pop up. That's about the only two social medias I do. You know, if it's a cool customer, you know, I throw my phone number out there, but as of right now, I don't, you know, give everybody my number and stuff, but those two ways are the best way you can reach me in social media. Either they can contact you as well, and then you can contact me.
Sounds good. And one last question that I want to ask you. What's your all-time NBA starting five, and who you got coming off the bench?
Off the bench? Off the bench or starting?
Your all-time starting five, any era, and who you got coming off the bench?
See, now you know, you put me in a difficult position because I'm gonna pick all Celtics. I'm gonna pick all Celtic greats. So let's see. I'm gonna start off with the forwards. We're gonna have Paul Pierce. We're gonna have Larry in there. Larry Bird. We're gonna have MJ at the guard. At the guard position, one guard. We're gonna have point guards. Shooting guard. Who's gonna run the one? I don't know. See, I ain't had time to think about that. You caught me off guard with that one. Magic was that dude, though. I ain't gonna even front. Magic was that dude.
Yes.
Magic Johnson was that dude. And a great center. It's going to be Russell.
Okay, hey, I ain't mad at that. That boy got 11 rings.
He got 11 of them things. He got 11.
He got 11 Dominant. Rings. He's definitely the king.
Yes, sir.
So this has been another episode.
What's your lineup would look like?
My lineup?
Yeah.
Magic at the point. 1984 Jordan at the two. Larry Bird, I got to go with maybe Bernard King and Larry Bird at the forwards and at center.
Okay.
The great name.
King, the dream, Olajuwon.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a tough team right there. And coming off the bench, I'll probably have Nick the Quick Van Axel, my man.
Okay.
Yeah. So this has been another episode of Riders Live. Peace.
Peace.